Music Radio. Music Power.
Whatever happened to London Music Radio? A documentary is told by the people involved.
385 London Music Radio.
On Sunday, February 29th, 1976, the radio station began regular weekly transmissions in southwest London. London Music Radio broadcast on the same frequency as its predecessor, Radio Kaleidoscope, 1358 kHz, announced on air as 222 metres. LMR was set up in 1974 to broadcast on bank holidays only. The staff came from the established stations Radio Jackie and Radio Kaleidoscope. One of the founder members was
Terry Dean.
And 40 seconds.
The first ideas for the station were put together in one or two meetings in pubs in and around the southwest London area. People involved in those days, let me see. Rick Davis, who later went on to join the Voice of Peace, Andy Belmont, ex-Radio Jackie, Mark Ellis, again ex-Radio Jackie, Rob Edwards, lots and lots of people. And we had some help from Radio Invicta, the Soul station, the VHF station. They provided some of the money, and in return we would feature Soul programs and from time to time relay the VHF service of Radio Invicta.
Coming tomorrow, the 100% Soul Show. Yes, it's Radio Invicta's Boxing Day special. Radio Invicta broadcasting on 92.4 MHz VHF FM stereo, also on Marvelous Mono on 385 metres in the medium wave band from 10 in the morning till 6 in the afternoon. Radio Invicta, tomorrow, the Boxing Day special, where quality counts.
We planned high power for a start. It would be about half a kilowatt, and we would broadcast on bank holidays. There was some fairly new ideas were thought of, and one of them being an aerial system, which was rather new and revolutionary. We tried a gas-filled balloon to take the aerial up some 300 feet. The balloon was about 6 foot in diameter, and was filled with balloon gas from British Oxygen. It's very expensive, but it worked well. And about a month after the first meeting, we got the balloon in the air, and we tried the thing. And it was quite amazing, really. Yeah. Great big balloon hanging on a piece of wire, 300 foot in the air, somewhere in Richmond, that was. And we did a test broadcast the week after that, and we had reception reports from basically all over the southeast of England. I think the first test we did was announced as 390 metres for some reason. It was, in fact, 385. I'm not really sure why we announced it as 390. Perhaps it sounded better for some reason. I'm not sure. But anyway, we were 385 and not 390. And that was that. So we planned to come on the air that Christmas. We would be live, as opposed to most of the stations were taped. So we set about finding a place to operate from live, and we found a flat in Camberwell, Southeast 5 in London. We set the whole thing up, but about a couple of days before it was due to be on the air, policemen turned up, and that was that. So we had to find alternative accommodation. Panic, one more day to go, and nowhere to operate from. We eventually found a site in Sidcup in Kent, and let me see, Christmas morning, after a lot of aggravation, we were on the air. But the only thing was, it was a windy day, you see, and balloons don't fly on windy days. So there we were, with this great big balloon blowing all around Sidcup, and the inevitable thing happened. It went off, bang, and that was that. So someone had the bright idea of putting the aerial around the lamppost in the street, because there were big lampposts in the street. So we did that, and I think we were on about 10:30 on Christmas morning. I don't remember who did the first programme. I can't remember. But anyway, we got on the air, and we were on 385. Well, at that time, Capital were on 539, you see, further down the band. And we captured, if that's the way to put it, most of their listeners, I think, in that area, because people were ringing in and they actually thought we were Capital, which was quite amazing, really, you know. With competitions and things, they sort of assumed that we were Capital. I don't know quite why. But anyway, we gave out a phone number, and the phone rang, and it rang, and it rang all day long, with hundreds of phone calls. Lots of exciting things happened. Let's see, we all got drunk. And that was it. We were on the air, the first ever broadcast.
Bob the Missing Word. Why don't you join in? London Music Radio's easy to enter competition. All you have to do is Bob the Missing Word.
You're a winner with London Music Radio.
London Music Radio engineers have erased one word from the song you're about to hear. All we want you to do is to identify this word and phone in your answer. At the third goodie, the competition will start.
Precisely.
Now you realize you made a mistake. But now she's... And we're doing fine. You can't steal her love. No, you can try.
How did you get on? Phone in your answer now, and if you are correct, your name will be taken and put into a hat. If your name is the first pulled out of the hat, you receive a ginormous prize. And remember...
You're a winner with London Music Radio.
London Music Radio, it's got music to make you go. Tune in to 385, it's got music to make you jive. It will never make you sad, it will only make you glad. In fact, it is just great, it's got music that's on till late. It will never make you sad, it will only make you glad. In fact, it is just great, it's got music that's on till late. Oh yes, it's great, oh yes, it's fab. It's the best thing we've ever had. Music radio is here to stay. It will never go away. Oh yes, it's great, oh yes, it's fab. It's the best thing we've ever had. Music radio is here to stay. It will never go away.
London Music Radio 1974.
In late February 1976, the staff of London's most successful clandestine operation, Radio Kaleidoscope, decided to cease transmissions.
This is 226 Music Radio, Kaleidoscope. And this is our final hour.
Music Radio.
Featured play.
It's very hard to just bring to a close something that's been so much to so many people, and a way of life to others. I've been with Radio Kaleidoscope since the beginning of its regular South London broadcasts in 1973. A lot has happened on the broadcast scene since then, and I'm sure a lot more will. We hope that we'll be remembered as a pioneer in our small way. But as we all know, large trees grow from small beginnings. That seed has been planted. We will close with the original Kaleidoscope theme by the group Kaleidoscope. This is Pat Ellison. All that remains for me to say now is, from all of us to all of you, goodbye and thank you. This is Radio Kaleidoscope. We're now closing down.
The staff of London Music Radio got together with some of the Kaleidoscope staff and decided to broadcast regularly on 222. And so Steve Hampshire, Kelvin Michaels, Mark Ellis, Ray Lord, Big Bob and Chris Barrett joined forces with Terry Dean, Mark Daniels, Debbie Jones and several others to form the new London Music Radio.
The sensational Alex Harvey Band and the Boston Tea Party, 01647 2059 or 01647 3951.
I won't tell you what's going on outside. You really wouldn't like to. Ring us on 01647 2059 and let us know what you'd like to hear on LMR, or write to us at 35 Wardour Street, London, W1. Gladys Knight.
Big, bold and beautiful, Kelvin Michaels.
Great. Thank you, Stephen.
We're all for the hell up.
Where did you get that from?
Thank you. This is survey sound number 14 in the LMR Top 30. It comes from the Stylistics and it's called Can't Help Falling In Love With You.
Listen, if you're a poster freak, and especially posters of people like Farrah Fawcett Majors, then write in now to BLP Posters, Mitcham in Surrey, and enclose 99 pence on a stamped address, cheque, postal order, or even a box of T-shirts. I don't know. What? Yes, I'm getting rather confused, aren't I?
Oh, shut my coffee.
Well, originally from Chicago 2 at 25 or 6 to 4. Actually, it's 1:36. At high time, we jumped in our old Morris 8 and had a good old bang down the highway.
On Sunday, April 17th, normal programmes were suspended and a special Staff Wanted programme was broadcast between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m.
You're with Rob Lansing and music.
I had been a bit of a dab hand with the electronic bits and pieces for quite some time, and quite interested in music too. And when I heard that a radio station wanted just ordinary people to join them, and I'd played around on hospital radio a little bit, I thought, great, and phoned them. And about 3 weeks later, must have been about the beginning of May 1976, we all got together, the whole lot of us, at an underground station in South London. It was quite funny, actually, because they had been asking for quite a few people to join us. I was one. I was sat on the tube going to this station and saw a couple of people sat opposite me, and I didn't think too much of it at the time, but when we got to the tube station, these two people were also newcomers. Of course, they turned out to be Cliff Osborne and Richard Thompson. The first site that we went to was, I think, about 4 miles from this underground station. We were ferried there in a series of taxis. I'll never forget it, because the aerial had been put up the previous day, and it was over a field of piped grass. And the farmer who owned this field came running over to us when he saw us lugging all this equipment into his field, and about 20 of us trampling on the corner of his field of piped grass. And I remember that Terry Dean was there, and the farmer, because Terry Dean was the more outspoken person and seemed to be the sort of the ringleader of us, the farmer said to him, look, you're treading on me piped grass. And Terry said, this isn't piped grass. And the farmer retorted, I've been growing piped grass for 20 years, and if I don't know what piped grass is, I'll eat me hat. Anyhow, we kept the aerial over this field of piped grass, and we moved the rig and everything else that was connected with us over to this pipe, which was this path, which was just outside his property, and continued the transmission from there. But my goodness, oh, it was terrific fun in those days. I remember that another station, which was about Radio Jackie, which some of you may have heard of, we finished our broadcast. We used to go on for 3 hours in those days, and we used to finish at 2 in the afternoon. Well, Radio Jackie at the time was also finishing at 2, and we used to meet every so often. And this once we had been transmitting from Chipstead.
Yes.
A site at Chipstead. And we decided that we'd go back there after our transmissions and play some tapes for about an hour. And Radio Jackie would DF us, direction find us, and try and raid us and pretend that they were the post office. It was all great fun, but unfortunately, Ray Lord, I think it was, was being chased by a rather well-known fellow from Jackie and tripped over and hit his head on a rock, so we all ended up at the hospital. Rather a sad ending to a great day. Music now! I always had this thing about the post office raiding us. I was never too keen on standing anywhere near a transmitter. I suppose that's natural enough. But should the worst arise, I always like to know the area and how I got there, sort of the local bus. I always some excuse to come up with. But anyway, the thing was that I never knew before we went to the site whereabouts we were going to, not until about half an hour before. So my standard sort of escape outfit was a pair of plimsolls and a pair of shorts, and it came in useful on two occasions. The idea was that if if anybody came, or at least any horns went, or anything happened at all, I'd rip my trousers off, throw them in a bush, and I'd do a rather energetic walk, just like these He-Man, Charles Atlas-type figures do when they're out for a Sunday jaunt. And on one occasion at Raines Park, about six police cars arrived, and, oh, my goodness, it was off with the trousers in no time. there was a cemetery. That was also Raines Park, and As I say, I don't like transmitters. At least I do like them, but I don't like to stand beside them. And I'd not been at the site all day, and I thought it was my duty to turn up. So I turned up about half an hour before we were due to close down, which is really the worst time to be at a site. And for the half hour that I was there, I was just walking around the graveyard. And it was about 2 minutes to two, and I used to like everybody to get to the site and clear everything away before I actually sort of descended on the site itself. And there was this guy called Ray who knew that I used to get brown trousers rather easily. And he saw me coming back towards the site. And he must have said something to the people there, because about half a dozen whistles went off just as I was approaching. And, oh my goodness, I've never moved so fast so quickly. And I found that the only way out of this cemetery was the way that I'd come in, and I had this nasty feeling that over the other side of the hedge, which was the only way out, was half a dozen policemen and half a dozen post office men. But as it turned out, about about 20 minutes later, I returned to the site and found that everybody was waiting for me so that they could go home, and it was all a hoax.
Now, what are you doing at 1:30?
At 1:30?
Other than the things you normally do under the panel here.
Well, I beg your pardon, really. No, there's a special feature on Elton John, actually.
Really?
From his Here and There album.
Not Fat Ridge from...
Yes, Ridge Pinner.
Yes, Ridge from Pinner. Fat Ridge from Pinner,
that's
yes.
The one, yes, yes.
Elt.
You know him well, do you?
Yes, yes.
Don't like a football scene he supports. I suppose he supports them, doesn't he?
Watford.
Watford
Town.
Watford Gap. No, Watford Town.
Watford Town, yes.
Yes.
Well, we'll look forward to 1:30.
I hope so, I am. Yes, yes.
So, sure.
Yes,
meanwhile.
My knee, will you?
Sorry.
Yes. Music
now! 222, 1358 kilohertz in the medium wave band. We're here every Sunday from 11 till 1, 11 till 2. You never know, in the next few months we might even extend our hours if you're very unlucky. A nice track from Stevie Wonder, You Are the Sunshine of My Life. 647. 2059, I'd lost my place for a minute. 647-2059, give us a ring, we'd love to hear from you. Speak to Debbie, and if you're the 10th caller, she'll give you one, a record token that is, later. That nearly wraps it from me, Kelvin Michaels. I will be back, hopefully in a few weeks' time, if they have me back. They probably won't. From me, LMR, thank you for listening to the last 2 hours of this absolute rubbish. We'll leave you with the Andrea True Connection and more.
So you're listening to London Music Radio, and Soul Time until 1:30 with Mark Ellis this week. And unfortunately, this is the last in the present series of Soul Time. And next week we're having a reschedule of all our programmes, so stay tuned in the morning to find out exactly what is happening throughout the day on London Music Radio. 10 minutes past 1 o'clock now, and if you'd like to ring us, the number is 01647 2059. That's 01647 2059. Here's Gloria Gaynor now from her album Never Can Say Goodbye. And guess what this track's called? Unfortunately, there won't be any Soul Time next week because this is the last in the present series. And all the programmes will be rescheduled next week. We've got a couple of new DJ personalities joining the station, so stay tuned right the way through from 11 o'clock, won't you? That's, of course, Barry White.
You and me.
From the album Can't Get Enough. And you're the first, the last, my everything. This is a track I've been dying to play in the program for months and months and months. Isaac Hayes, from the album Use Me and Feel Like Making Love.
Mark Lawrence, where do these words come from? Mark Ellis, for the very last Soul Time program.
The best of rock every Sunday with London Music Radio's Rock Review.
Elton John's album, Here and There, and Crocodile Rock. Good afternoon, this is Steve Hampshire. Sorry, Mark, getting your name wrong. I was getting my boats misplaced, I think. 647-2059. Ring Debbie right now. And don't forget, every 10th caller wins a record token. Alternatively, you can write to 35 Wardour Street, London, W1. I don't know about being the worst disc jockey in the world, but 10cc are certainly the worst band. Hey, Madeline's into Led Zeppelin, Status Quo, and Wellington Boots. Oh, yeah? I suppose that must be the name of a local pub band. Anyway, she's, as I said, into Led Zeppelin, etc. Sorry, no Zeppelin this week, Madeline. How about this one instead from Matthew Southern Comfort and Woodstock? Time for the final track on the Rock Review this afternoon. I hope you have enjoyed the music from Elton John, from his album Here and There. And this is Funeral for a Friend. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed all the programs today, like Kojak Michaels earlier. Really, I don't know how he manages to do a program with a lollipop stuck between his teeth for 2 hours, but it's very good of you, Calvin. Welcome to the stable. Thank you very much for listening, and see you again next week.
You've been listening to London Music Radio. Join us again next Sunday for another 3 hours of good entertainment on 222. We wish you a very pleasant week ahead and look forward again to your company this Sunday on London Music Radio, where you come first.
Over the ensuing months, the station built up a steady following in Southwest London, and a contemporary music service on VHF was introduced through the facilities of the newly reformed London Transmitter of Independent Radio.
Yeah, the Allman Brothers, One Way Out, that's featured on an album simply called Superstars of the 70s. And on that album, there's some incredible tracks, actually. There's things from Aretha Franklin, The Faces, Graham Nash, The Rolling Stones, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and lots more featured on that album. You're listening to LMR on 94.4 with the Eagles and another Tequila Sunrise. So nice to hear the original yet again. It's Sills and Crofts and Summer Breeze. I much prefer that to the rather aborted, although in a way quite pleasant version by the Isley Brothers. Still, not to worry, that was preceded by Tequila Sunrise for the Eagles. It's 14 and a half minutes away from 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, Nigel Davis. And you're with a very croaky, again, my voice is always giving up, I don't know why. So is my brain, actually, but I wouldn't worry too much about it. 10 o'clock, Nigel Davis. And don't forget, the address is London Music Radio, 19 Newport Court, London, WC2H 7JS. Here's the incredible Santana from their amazing live album, and the ultimate track on the album, I think, Samba Party. Santana recorded live in Japan on their triple set entitled Lotus. Well, that's just about where I'm going to disappear right now and leave you in the capable hands of Nigel Davis for the next 60 minutes. A reminder that if you'd like to get in contact with us anyway, and we'd certainly like to hear from you, then please give us a call. Beg your pardon, I'll rephrase that. Please send us a letter to London Music Radio, care of 19 Newport Court, London WC2H 7JS. Hopefully we'll be able to be getting our phone-in system operating within the next week or so, so that's something to look forward to. It's nice to get the feedback on the spot. Hope to get something live sorted out too. A reminder that this Sunday, London Music Radio, broadcasting on 222 metres medium wave, will be putting something special for you on between 10 and late, very late in the afternoon, we hope. So that's something to look forward to. I'm going to leave you right now with Zappa from Hot Rats and the son of Mr. Green Jeans. Have yourselves a very good week and also a very nice and relaxing August bank holiday. Good night to you.
Thank you, Steve, for your excellent musical choice of always. London Music Radio and the VHF programme. Myself, Nigel Davis, for the next 60 minutes. Don't forget, we'd love to hear from you, as always, at 19 Newport Court, London WC2H 7JS. We started one of our VHF tests off with this record. Here's the extended version. Nice. Has it done? Yes, the Edgar Winter Group, of course, and that is the album version of Frankenstein, which is very, very slightly different from the single, in case you hadn't noticed. Some strange actions going on in the studio towards the end of that record. Not quite sure what's going on. Steve Hampshire told me he was feeling ill tonight, but he was certainly doing one or two strange things along to that one. A bop, I think they call it. Knowing Steve Hampshire, that's quite likely. Don't forget you're listening to London Music Radio, 94.4 megahertz, super high quality, VHF. Here's a... Not, I was going to say I can Tina Turner for a minute. It's not. It's just Tina Turner on the album Tommy and the Acid Queen. Well, unfortunately, I'm afraid once again that was the last record on the programme this evening. Todd Rundgren and a theme from Utopia, bringing back memories to me of a very old radio station. Don't forget you've been tuned to London Music Radio on 94.4 MHz VHF, and we're on every single Friday between 9 and 11 with the Rock Review. You can get in contact with us simply by writing to London Music Radio, 19 Newport Court, London WC2H 7JS, and we'd love to hear what sort of music you would like to hear. Next week we hope to be getting together a telephone number for you, so that should be something to look forward to, if nothing else. So we can have some direct feedback on whether you like what we're playing. We hope you do. And it's just about 30 seconds to close down, so I'll leave you with the CCS and a whole lot of love. And it's almost time for Mark Ellis with the close down. So for me, Nigel Davis, till next week at 10 o'clock, it's a very good evening.
You're with Nigel Davis and music.
Well, I'd say it was very difficult to suddenly come up with any particular facets that I remember about London Music Radio. There were so many. It was an amazing station to work on, and funny things were going on the whole time. But remembering the medium wave service, which I was on, I think, for, what was it, about 8 months? Would that be about right? I would think so. With Steve Hampshire doing his rock review, and I used to alternate with him for a while, and we did the lunchtime Lunabout, which was great fun. And I can remember... During that time, LMR sent me down to Mi Amigo to have a look round, and I came back with a report. That was really good fun, and an amazing studio, almost as good as the LMR one, I think, at the time. However, going back to what you asked me about the VHF, Steve and I finished up on the same week, I think, as we were doing the tests on VHF, which was 94.4, where we both played progressive music, which was a really nice vibe, man, sort of thing, Johnny Jason would say, perhaps. And the music... that we chose was gone through very carefully, and we didn't want to duplicate Caroline. It was the thing we were after, and we tried to make it relaxed and to get the audience reasonably involved. Obviously, we left some holes on the medium wave service, which is when yourself, Cliff Osborne, and the other bloke, Richard Thompson, joined LMR, and you started doing programmes, which, quite frankly, got quite good, weren't they? Because you gained our response as well. What really happened after that is difficult for me to say, because you take over then, because we did VHF for some 3 or 4 months. I left to join a hospital radio station called Metropolitan Hospitals Radio. Steve, of course, was also involved with that. I think he left soon after me. What I do remember about Medium Wave that was funny, at least I thought was funny, was we used to queue up records with Debbie's Pancakes. Because we used to go into the studio and... she used to say, do you want something to eat?
So we all used to say yes, and she used to make these most amazing pancakes, and we all used to stick them on the turntables and queue up records with them as slip mats. Apart from that, I can remember one time when Terry, sitting over there, looking all nonchalant, was in a field with one of our particular transmitters, and he was with Steve Hampshire, and the post office turned up. And they hid in a bush or something, and the post office came up and caught them eventually, and they come up with this lame excuse about they were looking for a dog, which I think is one of the worst excuses I've ever heard. And then,
good one,
oh yeah, and then what was it? You pretended you couldn't speak properly or something, which was fairly true. And then you decided that perhaps wasn't such a good idea after all, and you made out you were dumping bricks, which was probably more accurate.
Ah, yes, that really is rather nice. The Status Quo, of course, and Mystery Song, and coming up to 12:04 on London Music Radio, and as I've already said, it's Steve Hampshire and myself, Nigel Davis, our last programme, I'm afraid, on the medium wave service because of the VHF service, which has started up for 2 hours on a Friday evening. So there's going to be lots of changes next week, which we're going to be telling you about during the programme, in case you haven't already heard, and going to be having a little bit of fun, because, as it's the last one, thought we'd have a bit of fun with playing a lot of Beatles oldies and things, and here's the first one from 1965, The Beatles, of course, and Ticket to Ride, rather a nice one. This is London Music Radio, a very good afternoon to you. Quite often I wish I didn't know so many secrets about Stephen Hampshire. Of course, he's coming up next with the Rock Review, and of course that's at 1 o'clock on London Music Radio. You can also write to us at London Music Radio, 19 Newport Court, London WC2H, 7JS. And as I keep on going on about it, it's Steve Hampshire's last programme, as well as mine today, because of the new VHF service, which takes place between 9 and 11 every Friday evening on 94.4 MHz. Ah, yes, what a nice number. They really knew how to make the records, of course, in 1971. Atomic Rooster, of course, all split up now, rather sadly. And Devil's Answer. Play that one especially for Nick and to Dick, listening in Croydon. Don't forget, you're in tune with London Music Radio, 222 metres, 1358 kilohertz. And, oh dear, I think I'm going to burst into tears. It's just about it for me on LMR Medium Wave. Isn't it sad? Yes. You've got an hour to come yet, though, of course, Steve Hampshire.
Which,
yes, that's true. But don't forget, they can always hear us on VHF on Friday nights if they bother to tune into us, if they're not down the pub drinking or something. Yes. 94.4?
Quality counts.
Where quality counts, of course. Mm. Nothing but the best. And Rock Review, music all the way through it. Of course, I've got to move out now and let Steve Hampshire in, which seems like a pretty good cue for Wings, and let him in.
Considering I gave you 15 minutes to do your 60-minute programme.
That's pretty good, really.
It isn't bad, is it? It's only taken 59 minutes so far.
Okay, well, I shall say goodbye. Cheerio to all my regular listeners like Val, Jill, Julia and Jane. Bye-bye. See you all on VHF. And it's nice to have been with you. Cheerio all.
Things were going very well for London Music Radio, and as an example of the high spirits on the station at the time, this little piece was recorded on site one Sunday morning.
Radio Watchdog calling CQ on 227 metres. Hello. And I'm just having a photograph taken by Mr. Mark Ellis himself.
Not me.
And you might say a few words into the microphone. And now we're going to pass over to Mr. Ego Trip himself, who's going to have a few words into the microphone.
Hello, good evening and good day, Vison. I mean, good day.
And in case you find this cassette, Eric, it's coming from here.
Eric, I think you're a sod. I'm going to kick you one day.
Right in the balls.
That's from all of us.
To all of you.
LMR rules, okay?
On Sunday, August 15th, the new medium wave programme lineup, consisting of 10 till 11, Richard Thompson, 11 till 12, Mark Ellis, 12 till 1, Cliff Osborne, at 1 till 2, Rob Lansing, should have been heard, but alas, technical problems made it impossible for the station to come onto the air. And so the listeners had to wait until August 22nd for the new lineup. Friday the 27th of August, and the first signs of staff unrest showed themselves. Differences of opinion between programme controller Steve Hampshire and engineer Mark Ellis resulted in Steve and Nigel Davis leaving the station. LMR continued, and for a while had no programme controller, until the arrival of Andy Allman in the autumn. Andy brought several new ideas with him, including Spotlight and Music Express programmes for the FM service, and dedication and album sounds programs for the medium wave service.
Would you like to say hello to someone close to you in a different way? Well, you can on LMR's dedication program here on 222 each Sunday. All you have to do for a dedication on next week's program is write to LMR, 19 Newport Court, London WC2, and send the best of your love to someone dear to you.
I give you the best of my love.
So, the autumn programme lineup read 10 till 11, Andy Allman, 11 until 12, Richard Thompson, 12 till 1, Mark Ellis, 1 till 2, Cliff Osborne with a dedication programme, and 2 till 3, John Dawson with album sounds.
10:28, in 3 minutes' time, if you want to know what's happening on the music scene, music information, but now the Bellamy Brothers, from their album, Pleasure of Our Flow. It's a new release, actually, it's called Hellcat. Better late than never, they say. 28 minutes to 10, and it's time for...
Music information.
The Goodies have signed to Ireland, and their first album is called Nothing to Do with Us. This has been Music News at 10:30. Next is at 11:30. Here's the featured album, Steve Miller Band, and this is the title track. This is called Fly Like an Eagle. Fly Like an Eagle. And you just heard the title track. You're listening to London Music Radio, playing music that you wouldn't hear anywhere else on a Sunday. Through to all, 3 in the afternoon from 10 in the morning. It's good music. And to prove my point, Climax Blues Band.
Several of the staff decided that it was pointless, both LMR and Radio Jackie aiming their programmes at the same audience. And so, a move to South East London was made. The programme lineup remained the same.
Ta-da, that's Brian Ferry from the LMR featured album, All This in World War II. I normally say All This in World War III, actually, I don't know why. But anyway, that's Brian Ferry, and a rework of She's Leaving Home, the old Beatles number. Sgt. Pepper's, the album that track originally came from. I'm going to be playing a track from that a bit later, if I've got time. Doesn't look like I will have. Get on with the music. Stop waffling on. This is for Ray and Lynn. And all the best to you two. And we'll be at the wedding later this year, if we get an invite. Oh. Talking all over the lyrics. I see. Fine. Good. Ah, yes, that's Evon Elliman and Love Me for Ray and Lynn, and the best of luck to you too. If you've just joined us, good morning. Hope you're feeling good on this Sunday morning. You're listening to Community Radio in South East London, London Music Radio on 222, and here's some gold from Traffic, 1967. Oh, blimey, there's an hole in my shirt. Sickly. Right, I'm going to make you feel old now. 10 years ago that was released, 1967. Ooh, doesn't seem like it, does it? Traffic on the old Island record label, the old pink one. And it's Hole in My Shoe, written by good old Davey Mason. 20 to 12. Want to pop around the bedroom? Have this one. Tina Charles.
Next one is especially for Madeleine, who's got this really good scarf, you see. It's really long and nice, and I want it, but she won't give it to me. Neither the scarf either, but this is Linda Ronstadt anyway. What? Get out. This is Desperado from Linda Ronstadt. Really good, isn't it? That's Linda Ronstadt, and originally from an album called Don't Cry Now. It's a single as well, so go out and buy it, alright? That's Linda Ronstadt and Desperado, especially for Madeleine and her scarf.
News on the London Music Roadshow. On the 3rd of December, the London Music Roadshow will be at the Morden Assembly Rooms, Beverley Roundabout, Morden in Surrey. Admission will be a mere 50 pence or 35 pence if you bring your LMR car sticker. That's the London Music Roadshow, Morden Assembly Rooms, beginning at 8 on Friday the 3rd of December. For more details, ring 01641 2264.
Christmas was drawing near and a mammoth broadcast was being planned. A few weeks before Christmas, due to another small difference of opinion, Andy Allman left the station. This left LMR without a programme controller once again. The mammoth broadcast, however, went on.
You're with Cliff Osborne and music.
We'd been planning the broadcast for some weeks before Christmas. The original idea was to come on live from a derelict flat and have the transmitting equipment at another derelict property a little way away and link it with a small link, so as if the post office found the big transmitter, they wouldn't find us very easily. Well, that was all okay in theory, but when we got to the places that we decided to use, we found that we couldn't use them. So what to do? There was about 2 weeks to go. So we decided that we'd use the studio that was normally used for recording the weekly programs, and we'd link the studio to a VHF transmitter, which would be just across the road, and the VHF transmitter would send its signal out all over the place, and that would be picked up off of a tuner and fed into the medium wave transmitter, which was down by the river. So come Christmas Eve, everything was ready to be installed. I arrived at the studio, and I walked into the room, and you couldn't move because there was bits of equipment all over the place. There was the VHF transmitter on the settee, and medium wave transmitter on one of the chairs. There was tools and things all over the place. You just couldn't move. And I had a big suitcase full of records, which I had to dump on the bed. So Mark Ellis, Bob Edwards, and his brother Richard were busy doing all the technical stuff, setting up everything, and I was in the studio getting that ready. Well, yes, everything was set up, and it worked well. We had the VHF transmission, which was Dolby encoded. We had the Dolby unit in the studio. And at 11:30, I went on the air, playing just continuous music and giving out the frequency. At midnight, when we decided to come on, I opened the mic and said, "Good morning, this is London Music Radio, broadcasting on 222 metres, medium wave, a frequency of 1367 kilohertz, and on an FM frequency of 96.4 megahertz. And then I just got on with the programmes.
George Harrison and the song "It's Amazing How Quickly an Hour Goes." It's almost 1 o'clock on LMR, and during the second hour of the show there's such goodies as more nice music. I'll be telling you about what's happening this Christmas on LMR, and there'll be lots of mindless drivel from me.
Broadcasting good music throughout the Christmas period of 1976. This is London's newest and most exciting radio station, London Music Radio on 222.
Number six this week on the 50, that's the Electric Light Orchestra and Living Thing, 3 after 1 on LMR Through the Night. Cliff Osborne with you until 6 a.m. this morning. Carl, can you stand it? Back to 67 for this one. It's The Move and Flowers in the Rain.
Meow.
What?
Meow.
What are you talking about?
Cats go meow.
Oh, yeah, so they do. Mm. Yes, lovely Christmas present, mine. Southern Comfort, half of it's gone. And
I just hit the mixer.
The other half will be gone in about half an hour's time.
Yes.
And I shall be totally...
blotto.
Hissed.
Hissed? Flat out on the floor and things. Right, well, I know you like this thing, because when I played it not so long ago, you said, "Well, man, far out." Yes. I was going to do that, actually. I was just testing you.
Okay.
Right. Sorry, would you like to introduce it, seeing as you're not drunk yet?
It's called Endless Vibrations.
Number 7 here in the charts over Christmas is this one, Evil Element and Love Me. Something I said I was going to do during the last hour and never actually got round to doing it was tell you some of the things that are happening for you on Christmas on London Music Radio. Well, you know I'm going to be here with you until 6 o'clock in the morning. That's me, Cliff Osborne, with LMR Through the Night. At 6 a.m. if you get up early on Christmas morning because the kids have got you up to show you their stockings. Richard Thompson with a bit of Christmas morning music to keep you amused. That goes on till 8 a.m. At 8 o'clock it's Terry Dean back with the station for Christmas with Beatles goodies. And at 9 o'clock it's the London
Music Radio all-time top 100. We hope so. Anyway, we're not quite sure about that at the moment. We're not really sure who's going to be presenting it, but stand by at 9 o'clock, something rather special anyway. At 12 noon, it's Mark Ellis, and at 1 o'clock he'll be playing the top 10 disco records of 1976. That takes us round until 2. At 2, it's the Motown Special with Richard Thompson. At 3, Christmas Dedications with John Dawson. At 4, it's Bob Edwards. At 5 o'clock, we're not quite sure at the moment. 7 o'clock, it's the Christmas edition of Album Sounds with Debbie Jones. That takes you round until 10, when it's Disco Special with Mark Ellis, Music for Your Christmas Party. And at 1 o'clock on Christmas Sunday, LMR Through the Nights with somebody. And going on a bit more, 6 a.m. on that particular morning, it's me, Cliff Osborne, through until 8. And at 8 o'clock, it's Rolling Stones Classics with John Dawson. That's all I have for you at the moment, if that wasn't enough. Let's have a bit more music. Steely Dan from 1972, the album Can't Buy a Thrill, and this is Do It Again.
Everything went well until about 2:30. And then the people in the other room noticed that the medium wave transmitter had gone off the air because they were sitting next door and they had three radios there, one monitoring the link, one monitoring VHF and the other monitoring the medium wave transmitter. Anyway, medium wave went off the air, so someone ran in and said, "It's gone off." So I said, "Off you go and see what's happened." So Mark Ellis and Bob and Richard leapt into various cars and shot off towards the river. Upon arriving at the site, nothing looked untoward. The earth rods were still in the ground and the aerial was still strung from its high perch. But they went into the room where we put all the equipment and it was gone. They thought, "Funny. I wonder if it was the post office." Phone up and asked them. No. They thought it might be the caretaker. But they didn't know, so they got the hell out of it before anyone came along.
Unfortunately, due to some technical difficulties, medium wave service is off the air just at the moment, but we're doing all in our power to get it back to you.
They came back and they said it had all gone, and we were very upset about that, but we just carried on VHF. That was okay until just gone 3 o'clock, or it might have been 3:30 actually, when Lawrence Hathaway, while diving across the room for some reason, kicks the lead, which was taking the feed from the studio into the VHF link, kicked it out of its plug hole. So we were off the air. Someone jammed the plug back in and noticed that there was no music coming out from the VHF transmitter over the road. So thinking the worst, we all grabbed our coats and ran over the road. Mark Ellis and I went upstairs to where the VHF transmitter was. We went up in the lift, actually, and we got out of the lift at the top, and we heard these footsteps and this clanking going down the stairs. So we peered over, and we saw Brian Holder beating a hasty retreat with their aerial pole. In the meantime, all the other horrid people had come out of the bottom of the flats with all the other equipment to be met by some of our crew, brandishing cutlasses and going, "Arr, Jim lad!" And they chased them across the common to their car. And then proceeded to chase them all around the place, so that they lost them. And that basically was the story of Christmas.
I was supposed to be picked up from home early that morning to be driven to the studio to do a programme at 6 a.m. Well, I came in at about midnight, turned on the radio, and LMR was coming in loud and clear. And I heard an announcement by Cliff telling me to go to bed or something.
Message now from Richard Thompson. If you're still listening, stop, go to sleep, because if you don't, one of two things will happen. One, we won't be able to wake you up to come and do your programme tomorrow morning, or two, Santa Claus will go straight past and you won't get those bickies and oranges and things that you have been asking for ages.
Well, anyway, I went to sleep and I woke up at about 5 o'clock. I turned on the radio and all I could hear was Capital. Strange, I thought. So I spent the next hour tuning around the bands, but there was no LMR, so I thought they must have been raided. Well, 7 o'clock came, and no one had come to pick me up, and nobody I phoned seemed to know what had happened. So I never did get a chance to play that infamous jingle.
Broadcasting good music throughout the Christmas period of 1976. This is London's newest and most exciting radio station, London Music Radio on 222.
Meanwhile, A.B. Goldberg, the newly acquired advertisement manager, had been doing his job very well.
On January the 13th, commercials were heard for the first time.
I say, what's 12 inches long, blue and white, and costs absolutely nothing? It's a new London Music Radio car sticker.
It's stupendous! It's colossal!
It's gigantic!
Yes, London Music Radio car stickers are available by simply sending a stamped addressed envelope to LMR Car Stickers at 19 Newport Court, London WC2. That's LMR Car Stickers, 19 Newport Court, London WC2. Get yours today.
Oh, I've never seen one as big as that before.
All the albums you hear on London Music Radio are supplied by Leisurama 2. If you'd like to save 50 pence on all the leading albums, why don't you visit Leisurama 2 at 26 The Town Square, Erithing, Kent. They also stock hi-fi and radio equipment and are agents for Hitachi. So, do yourself a favour and get yourself a bargain. The Leisurama 2 at 26 The Town Square, Erithing, Kent.
Living in northwest Kent, constantly eating sweets or smoking cigarettes, then go to the confectioners that count. The Chocolate Box, 286 Erith Road, Barnhurst in Kent. That's the Chocolate Box, 286 Erith Road, Barnhurst in Kent. Does your disco, pub or shop need customers? If so, you need advertising at reasonable prices. We here at LMR have what you're looking for. Just send a stamped addressed envelope for details to Mr. A. Goldberg, Advertisement Manager, London Music Radio, 19 Newport Court, London, WC2. That's Mr. A. Goldberg, Advertisement Manager, London Music Radio, 19 Newport Court, London, WC2.
Poster sales are on the increase. So are poster prices. So where can you get a full-colour, top-quality poster for less than a quid? BLP offer you their entire range for just 99p. For further details, send a stamped-addressed envelope to BLP, 10 Pembroke Road, Mitcham, in Surrey.
Now available for hire, the London Music Roadshow Travelling Discotheque, complete with up to 400 watts of music power and a very comprehensive light show. With LMR DJs, we can give you an evening to remember. For your party, wedding or social evening, the London Music Roadshow is all yours. To hire the London Music Roadshow at very competitive prices, simply write to LMR, 19 Newport Court, London, WC2.
London Music Radio announced the arrival of the great new trend in clothing for this summer. It's the t-shirt that the Savile Row tailors will be proud to display in their windows. The immortal wavelength 222 printed in white is circled with the words London Music Radio in orange, and the t-shirt is made out of fine quality black material so that it doesn't show the dirt. For your London Music Radio t-shirt, just send a crossed but otherwise blank postal order for £3 to London Music Radio t-shirt, 19 Newport Court, London WC2. Once again, that's London Music Radio t-shirt, 19 Newport Court, London WC2. And don't forget to state your chest size.
On February 13th, Richard Thompson became programme controller. And during that week's broadcast, a documentary about the offshore station Radio City, narrated by the Black Prince, was transmitted.
Suicide, despair, loneliness. Talk to someone who really wants to listen. Talk to the Samaritans on 01-692-2266. The Samaritans are there 24 hours a day on 01-692-2266.
When a car travelling at 30 miles an hour collides with a solid object, the wings crumple like paper. The fan plows into the radiator and the driver's chest is caved in by the steering wheel. And that is only in the first second of impact. On Britain's roads, if you drink, don't drive, don't be just another statistic. Be a sober driver.
On February the 27th, John Dawson left the station. His place on the Album Sounds programme was filled by Debbie Jones. February the 27th also marked London Music Radio's first birthday. Special programmes were planned, and a party was to be held at the studio while the programmes were being recorded. many ex-members of staff returned to participate in this broadcast.
Hi there, my name's Rob Lansing, I love you.
I don't really remember such a lot about the birthday party, just Steve Hampshire's trousers were off at some stage, and Darby being sick in the loo. Not an awful lot happened. We all got drunk. It was nice to have everybody back together again, and it was the time that Mark Ellis was asking a lot of us to rejoin the station and try and get it back to its former self. I think a lot of us rejoined, even if it was only for a short time. But it was a nice time just the same.
You're with Terry D and music.
The actual day, the birthday programmes were on air, started the, excuse me, same as any other Sunday broadcast, until 11 o'clock, when we were due to do the tape change, you see, because we change the tapes every hour, in case you didn't know, I expect you to. And along came the police. Hello, 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 what's going on here then? Because at that time, lots of IRA people were planting bombs, you see, and they thought we were planting a bomb, which was rather silly, because bombs are things that explode, and our thing didn't explode, it just gave out music, you see, but they weren't to know that. So we all hot-footed away, jumped in the car, it's my old Zephyr, I think, and we hurtled across London with all the police chasing us, you see, and in the end we thought, I mean, they've seen us, so we stopped, and we were surrounded, and that was it, we were arrested and taken to, I think, Chislehurst police station, and interviewed, etc., etc., and they all thought it was a big joke, really, but I don't think we did. There was this a sergeant who really shouldn't have been a sergeant. He was destined for greater things, and the language he used was I don't know, he probably was an Oxford graduate or something, but anyway, he kept coming out with these ridiculous words, you know. One of them was Machiavellian. I mean, what the hell does Machiavellian mean, right, you know? So, and that was it. We gave him that name after that. The name stuck. And we did encounter Sergeant Machiavellian on more than one occasion after that. But the name stuck. There it was, Sergeant Machiavellian. Should have been Prime Minister, but in actual fact, ended up a sergeant, which is rather unfortunate, really, when you think of it. But we didn't give up. We kept on plodding away at it. We kept the tapes and repeated it the next week.
It was also arranged for ex-R&I DJ Robin Banks to present a special guest programme.
Stronger than Goliath. More powerful than Ronan's grandmother. Peels bananas with his bare hands.
Hi, here is King Kong on the Robin Banks Show. That is a good show.
Well, thank you, you old Kong. And a good day to you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the music of London Music Radio on 222 metres, medium wave. And it's the Banks for an hour. You've got to suffer it, I'm sorry. Well, the old Stewart's asked me to play you a few records and do something special as well. I don't know what I can do, but we've got 10 cleaning ladies on the old boat today. That should be fun, so we'll have them all in the studio. One way or another, I suppose. We've got music as well. We've got Alcon on Tour, the album from Holland. Also, the new Chicago album. And a few oldies, too, which you probably remember on the old R&I. How lovely. So what should we do to start off with? Have some fun with the old record players. Yes, and a bit of the old Ike and Tina.
Right, if you won't bother, stay tuned to Robin Banks Show.
Thank you very much indeed. And here we are, Nutbush City Limits, one of my favourites. Hope yours too, ladies. Oh, there they are, the old Rin Tin Tin, toast and marmalade for tea, and in a few moments we're having coffee. Brought to us by our Dutch cook here, Hanky Panky. And he's going to greet our Dutch friends in England. Yes, how nice.
Robin Banks.
Thank you. How come? Right, on with the old Phil Spector session, shall we? And Checkmates Limited, this is Proud Mary. Clap your little hands. Oh, isn't that fantastic? Phil Spector and the gang. A Checkmates Limited, Proud Mary. And here's your little clue for... You've got to identify exactly where we're coming from, and we're going to give you two clues. One clue, actually. We're going to play it twice. Bit difficult, especially for those of you who can understand Morse code. Here we are. Right. There we are, and we're going to play that one again, so keep your ears peeled to the wireless set. On 222, start again, 222 metres medium wave, London Music Radio. Oh, all this clandestine broadcasting is naughty, isn't it? Bring back the birch. Hello, Philip. There we are. See what I mean about the old oldies? Shotgun Express. I can feel the whole world a-turning around. Anyway, we've a letter from Ursula Clapp, who writes in from Treethorpes and says she simply adores London Music Radio on 222 and keeps her wireless set close to her... And she's asked for Elton John and simply adores his hairy knees. So here he is with Skyline Pigeon. Well, there we go, Chicago, and If You Leave Me Now. That's number two this week in Holland, apparently. Thank you, Hank, for that. It's exactly on the hour, so I've got to say goodbye. With a bit of luck, London Music Radio will give me a couple of seconds to say goodbye. So from Hank, the cook, come over to the microphone, my friends, and say goodbye.
I'd like to say goodbye to everyone who's listening to London Music Radio. So
thank you very much. Thank you. And the captain, too, who's participated.
Well, all the best, and keep your head up.
Oh, lovely.
Gute Nacht, die Robin Bank Show ist aus. Gehen Sie ruhig schlafen. Gute Nacht.
I am listening into Robin Banks.
That's John Miles from his album Stranger in the City and the single Manhattan Skyline. I'll play that for my mum because she's absolutely...
super!
And with that, we cross to the other studio, Steve Hampshire, with the music news.
Good evening. Well, in fact, it's J.P. Spold, Grandfather Cliff Osborne, actually, at the music news for 22nd of February 1977. She wanted it in the real voice. Patti Smith has cancelled her European tour, which was to have started early next month and would have lasted for 6 weeks. All her plans for the immediate future have been cancelled due to the fact that she was still not recovered from her accident after falling off stage at a concert in Florida, which is an America fact. A couple of weeks back, she is believed to have... she's believed to be undergoing traction treatment.
Oh dear, that sounds dark.
Bad Company's new album, Burning Sky, which was scheduled for release this week, and has apparently been put back to... Rick Thompson has dropped my trousers. Now... Oh, I feel such a fool.
Oh dear.
Right, hang on, love, right now. Bad Company's new album, Burning Sky, which was scheduled for release this weekend, has apparently been put back due to artwork problems and defective test pressings. Daryl Hall and Have You Got Your Oats have one of their earlier albums released by Chelsea Records shortly. It is called Pastimes Behind and contains 11 tracks recorded in 71 and 72. The album has never been released in this country previously. Right. Members of the Monty Python team have been added to the bill of Nobody's Fool, a charity performed, at the Albert Hall on April Fool's Day. The bill also includes Alberto Los Turias Paranoias and Alan Price.
Ever so small, too.
And with that, we return you to Jiving K. Catabole, I think. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, darling.
Thompson, stop dropping your trousers.
I wish I was wearing my nylons. That's all I can say. I feel naked, love, I tell you.
That's Fleetwood Mac, the featured album this week. And that was Monday morning. Steve Hampshire's come in to explain all the laughing in the other room while he was trying to read music news.
Yes, well, I must explain, actually, music lovers. I normally enunciate a little more clearly and normally with my trousers on. Normally when I frequent the Radio 3 studios...
You ought to see the pants. One has a pattern, he's got in his pants. It's gorgeous. It's
yes, I saw the photograph, actually. Yeah. Yes. Carry on, please.
I must apologise. That horrible little man, Nigel Davis, has come in and brought a few sailor friends with him. Once again, I really, really, sincerely, I do mean that most sincerely, like to apologise for the horrible ruckus.
That's quite okay, Stephen.
I wouldn't do it again unless you gave me a fiver.
Right. Well, here you are then. There's the fiver.
All right, I'll drop my pants, dear. Hang on. All right, here.
Oh, dear, what fun. And now, for the first time on radio ever, I think, we're having something very special. The Reverend Nigel Davis, when he's come into the studio and shut the door, is going to marry Mr. Stephen Hampshire and Miss Richard Thompson. So, are you ready, Reverend? Hang on, I'll turn
your
mic on.
Good afternoon. Yes. Now, I have never actually been in this position before, but I've just been elected vicar.
It's only because there was no film in the camera.
Yes, that's right. But I have been elected vicar, and we have got a very happy couple here. The present programme director, who is Mr. Richard Thompson.
Hello.
And our ex-programme director, Mr. Steve Hampshire.
Hello, darlings.
And they are about
Hello, darlings.
To become married, and I'm going to do it in a very informal way, so I've got to ad-lib a bit because I don't know the words. Now, are you sure that you're perfectly happy and you're going to take each other for better or for worse?
Well, if it weren't for that, you know, that worst night that he gave me, number, you know, 39...
I told you not to tell anyone!
...aching Adenoid's villa.
Shh!
I'd say yes, but...
Is there anybody?
Could you convince me?
Is there anybody in this room, and there's only four of us, who has any objection to these two becoming? Any objection to these two coming? married?
Yes, I have. They're both men.
Ah, but you.
You're not supposed to say that.
Oh, sorry.
Both men. This is radio.
In that case, objection withdrawn.
Your objection withdrawal accepted.
he was overdue at the bank anyway, don't worry about it.
Do you, Richard Thompson, accept this man, Stephen Hampshire,
man.
To be your
man.
Lawful wedded
man.
Wife?
My man.
This law. Do you, I'll start again, yeah. Do you, Richard Thompson,
yes.
Accept this transvestite to be your lawful wedded...
Look,
your lawful,
this was a serious marriage.
Your law.
I wanted a serious marriage.
Look,
I wanted a white wedding.
Look, shut up.
And you have to go and make a silly little thing of it.
I do.
I wanted a white wedding.
Well, what are you?
I'm white.
Right. Do
and
you?
I want a white wedding.
Do you,
I do.
He does. Do you, Stephen Hampshire, take this to be your lawful wedded, you know what?
Yeah. I think he's really groovy.
I now pronounce you man and transvestite.
Wasn't that lovely?
Look
at my ring.
It's lovely.
And Steve Hampshire has just given him a ring made completely out of pickled onions.
Made out of gold.
Made out of gold and pickled onions.
He borrowed from Debbie.
My husband's got to do the speech.
Would you like to make the speech before we go into the next
record? Without his bra.
Which is Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show.
Can I have this long thing? Yes, well, get off, Stephen.
No,
wait till after we're married.
Stephanie, darling, Stephanie.
Oh, sorry, Stephanie.
Remember where you are, love?
Stop.
Oh, you excite me, Sally Connie.
Yes.
Hi, dear, and welcome to the Mother Show, this week's marriage show.
Would you get on with it, please?
Well, I'd just like to thank you all for coming to our wedding.
Gosh.
And, I hope we can satisfy you.
How embarrassing. On March 13th, a new feature was added to programmes. A new release was chosen to be played once an hour at the top of the hour. This was called the London Music Radio Prediction Hit.
This is a London Music Radio Prediction Hit.
Came when I was scratched, like a diamond on some glass. Handle me so perfectly, I believe we were well matched. Oh, Joanne, give me one money, one bag.
Easter Monday 1977 saw a one-off broadcast on 6205 kHz in the 48-metre European shortwave band.
221, Mark Ellis, 122, Cliff Osborne and Playground. A new release in England. It comes from a band calling themselves the Academicals, and it's the old Booker T and the MG's number. Time is tight. Indeed it is. There's only 7 minutes to go there left. Time is is tight. From DVD, there's 5 minutes left now of the Terry Dean program for this Easter Monday, the 11th of April 1977, on a bank holiday in England. Not sure if it is in Europe or in your particular part of the world, but I hope you're tuned in to London Music Radio. We're broadcasting on 6205 kHz in the 48-metre European band. Address for me, for correspondence, is LMR 19 Newport Court, London WC2 in England. There, LMR 19 Newport Court, London WC2 in England.
Right, I've got the Dean in here, and we're going to do a bit of the linguistics, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
Right,
oh,
yes. Shall I go first?
Go on then, you go.
Well, I think it goes something like this. It goes, Madame et Monsieur, ici LMR International. And hang on, let me put this out. It's 6 de. How do they say zero in France?
Oh, forget it.
Anyway, 5 kilohertz. How do you say in the. Never mind. 48, that's. Carontuit, I think. Okay. Yeah, something like that. Okay, do you want to do the Dutch bit?
Yeah. Goedemiddag, dames en heren. Dit is London Music Radio International.
Cool. Any good? Right.
Quite tasty.
19, Newport Court, London, WC2 in England is our address. Here's the Kurzel Flyers and Radio Romance.
Sunday, May the 1st, saw the start of the new summertime programme lineup. Starting Sunday, May the 1st, London Music Radio present their summertime programme schedule. At 10 o'clock, it's Chris Elliott till 11, 11 until 12, Richard Thompson, 12 until 1, Music Express with Rob Lansing, 1 until 2, Mark Ellis, and 2 till 3, Cliff Osborne, 3 till 4, Terry Dean's Album Music. That's just some of the programmes that you can tune in and turn on to on London Music Radio this summer. 2-2-2. On May 29th, Richard Thompson resigned as programme controller, and his place was taken by Cliff Osborne. A small piece on the off-centre page of Record Mirror read, "Just down the dial from Radio Jackie, you'll find a newer addition to the capital's illegal broadcasters. London Music Radio broadcasts for 6 hours every Sunday in the southeast, playing mainly pop, interspersed with familiar jingles and news on the hour. Latest DJs on the station are Andy Ayers and Rob Lansing. Former programme director Richard Thompson has left the station due to other commitments, and his place has been filled by Cliff Osborne, who now looks after programming in their new studios. Last month saw the launching of London Music Radio's own roadshow to support their summertime broadcasts. Well, in actual fact, I hadn't left the station completely. That was to come in a few weeks' time, as staff relations were getting pretty strained. You're with Andy Ayers and Music.
Well, I'd known Cliff on several other stations, which I won't go into now, and one day he asked me to join London Music Radio, so I was getting a bit fed up with the other stations I'd been involved with, so I thought, why not? So the first week I went to record my programme at the studios, drew up duly on time. I was a bit early, actually, because I didn't know how long it'd take me to get there. And I waited. And then about three-quarters of an hour after I was supposed to start recording my programme, when I was just about to jump in my car, I was allowed in the studio. So I recorded my programme, not under the best of circumstances, and I'm sure if anybody heard the first Andy Ayers programme, they might well agree. And, it was generally like that most weeks, actually. I don't think I ever got into the studio exactly on time. It was usually quarter of an hour or a bit more, and the last week, while we were all sitting out there, there was Cliff, Richard, and
Rob.
Yeah, it was the first week I met Rob Lansing, actually. I'd never met Rob Lansing before that, folks. And, I had quite a while to meet him then, because we sat outside the studio for some time waiting, and then we eventually got in, and some of the equipment was missing. So that was my last program, the week before, actually. Well, after we'd got into the studio and found these various bits missing and no likelihood of being able to record programs, there's a sort of general discussion going on as to what should happen. Well, I'd been there, I think it was 5 weeks, actually, and I, relative newcomer, was sort of sitting on the sideline, and it was eventually decided that a transmitter would be borrowed and the programs would be recorded elsewhere. I couldn't go because my wife wouldn't let me. No, we were going shopping or something like that, and I'm afraid I couldn't miss that. So I couldn't make it, but the programs were recorded, weren't they? And rumour has it there were two LMRs.
Programs for that week were recorded at Radio Kaleidoscope's old studios. The lineup was 10 till 11, Del Mikeside, who was sitting in for Andy Ayers, 11 till 12, Richard Thompson, 12 until 1, Music Express with Rob Lansing, 1 until 2, Steve Hampshire, who was sitting in for Mark Ellis, 2 till 3, Cliff Osborne, and 3 till 4, Terry Dean's Album Music. These presenters, along with several of the location staff, arrived at the chosen location on the Sunday morning to find that the aerial had been taken down. After a lot of aggravation, they managed to get on the air. Meanwhile, a second LMR with Mark Ellis, Roger Anderson and Debbie Jones had come onto the air from a different location. You're with Roger Anderson and music.
I joined LMR about 6 months before the breakup, and I was doing sort of all the dirty work, you know. And there was this enormous argument during the week, of which I knew nothing of. So I turned up at the studio, as usual, on a Saturday night, and Mark Ellis was there and said there'd been this mutiny, which I knew nothing about. And so that evening, we went out and we put the aerial up. We stayed up all night long and recorded programs. We did a couple of hours each, and we still had Debbie Jones on the station. And we built a transmitter overnight, and that Sunday morning at 10 a.m, we were on.
The two LMRs resulted in another big argument, and the behaviour of a certain engineer cum disc jockey was the last straw as far as most members of staff were concerned. And so Richard Thompson, Cliff Osborne, Terry Dean, Rob Lansing, Andy Ayers, and many of the security staff left the station.
The situation where there was two LMRs on at the same time only lasted one Sunday. And after that, it was me and Mark Ellis kept the station on. We stayed on the air for about 2 or 3 weeks and realised that it was impossible to run an all-day music station between two people. So we decided to close the station, and I think it was during 1 week's broadcast, John Dawson and Andy Allman turned up and offered us help, and John Dawson said he'd put the aerials up. And which was the major problem, because there was no way that we could do it. So he saw to them, and I saw to the programmes, and Andy saw to sort of sorting out the programmes, jingles, etc. And of course we had jolly old Mark Ellis, who saw to transportations and engineering, etc. So we managed to survive a couple of weeks more, and we had several more people drift along, on and off. We had Del Mikeside come along, and he used to drift about the station. Also, Terry Dean and Cliff Osborne decided to rejoin the station in its last couple of weeks. Not being involved with the station during the week, LMR was a full-time thing, really, but I was only available at weekends. After Cliff Osborne and Terry Dean decided to rejoin the station, it was all sort of fitting back together again, and everything looked rosy, and it all looked quite good, actually. And we walked into the studio on a Saturday night, and I noticed as I walked into the studio a lot of work had been done, production work, which Cliff Osborne and Richard Thompson and Terry Dean had been working on during the past week, and they decided to rejoin the station, so it looked as if it was all back together again. But unfortunately, that came about a week too late, I should think, because that night there was this flaming argument in the studio, and Mark Ellis ejected myself and Andy and John, who were the last few people on the station. And it came on the air the next day. He repeated the week's previous programmes, and that was the last time it was ever heard, because after that incident, we decided that it was a bad scene, to quote the phrase.
LMR had gone off the air for the last time, never to return. To a certain extent, it had proved the point that it set out to make, that professional radio programmes could be made and broadcast over a land-based pirate station, as opposed to the usual sort of, look at us, we're here in the fight for free radio. LMR was not a great radio station, but it had developed into a good radio station, and had lots of potential. It served a purpose for people on both sides of the microphone. And that was the important thing.
By way of a tribute, here is a list of all the people who have broadcast on London Music Radio. Andy Allman, Roger Anderson, Andy Ayres, Robin Banks, Chris Barrett, Nigel Davis, John Dawson, Terry Dean, and Bob Edwards. Chris Elliott, Mark Ellis, Steve Hampshire, Richard Jackson, Debbie Jones, Mike Knight, Rob Lansing, Kelvin Michaels, Del Mikeside, Cliff Osborne, and the Black Prince. Dave Sinclair, Roger Tate, and Richard Thompson. And many thanks to Big Bob, Jim, Bionic Bill, Yvonne, Florence, Graham, Lawrence Hathaway, Steve Holland, Keith, Les and Lee, Ray Lord, Madeleine, and Richard. And a special thanks to Pat Edison for his help on numerous occasions.
Terry Dean.
What LMR's done for me, basically, it gave me an insight into radio, which I've always loved. It gave me a start. It put me in touch with a lot of other people in radio. Let's see. Got me onto Caroline, for one thing. Gave me plenty of experience as a disc jockey. Never really... I don't think it really helped me to get any work anywhere because I've never had any since then. But except for mobile disco work. But we were all good mates and it was all a lot of fun. It's a shame it's gone, really, still. I enjoyed it. A few good years.
Rob Lansing.
LMR was a lot of fun. There might have been a few upsets, but I think the good points outweighed the bad.
Nigel Davis.
LMR meant to me a leap forward in my interest in radio, because I left Radio Jackie to join LMR. LMR, I think, gave me a lot more chances than I had on Radio Jackie, and I had quite a few programs which, although I think listening back to them were quite awful, gave me a lot of experience. Had I not joined LMR, I don't think I'd have been given the chance to join MHR. And MHR is a very professional radio station, and I hope to sort of go further from there. So really, LMR was a very helpful stepping stone for me.
Cliff Osborne.
LMR was my first bit of proper radio before I'd just been doing programmes on hospital radio, which isn't a good place to further a career in broadcasting. I'm glad I got involved with LMR. It gave me a lot of valuable experience. It was also a lot of fun. One incident I can remember was very funny. Well, it wasn't at the time, but we have a good laugh looking back on it now. After one Sunday transmission, Terry Dean said, "There's an excellent place we can use for a site. It's a derelict school. We'll probably get mains there as well. And there's this big park, or open expanse of ground out the back where we can put the aerial." So we said, "Hey, good idea. We'll go and have a look." So off we went. It was at Crystal Palace. Terry had to go off home for some reason. Anyway, John and Richard stayed in the car, and Mark Ellis, Bob Edwards and Richard, and myself went into the derelict school. After some time, we found a way in through a boarded-up window. Well, we were poking about in there. We eventually found some mains. Just as we were about to leave, we heard all these police cars pull up, and we heard dogs barking and men running around and shouting. We thought, "Good God, what's going on here?" So we lay very still indeed. We didn't move, breathe, anything. We were all sort of crouched on the floor in this bathroom-type arrangement. Anyway, after about 15 minutes, all these men and dogs went away. We waited a while, and then we ventured back out and ran to the car and disappeared. Anyway, later on that evening, we met Terry in the pub, and he said, "Find any mains?" I said, "Yes." "Said, anything happen?" So he said, "Well, yes." So we explained, and he said, "Oh, dear. I'm very sorry," he said, "making you go in there, but when I got home, on the television, they were talking about a sex maniac who was on the loose in that very place." And we said, "Thanks, Terry, you know, I mean, might as well be hung for a sheep as a lamb. That's jolly decent of you. He's done that on more than one occasion to me, actually. But as I say, it wasn't funny at the time, but it's hysterical looking back on it now.
But anyway, back to LMR. I'm very grateful to it for giving me a chance. It's a shame it went the way it did, because the station had a lot of potential.
Roger Anderson.
When I joined LMR, I was a complete newcomer, and it's taught me all I know, and I'm very grateful for being a part of it. I shall always remember it. I got a lot of happy memories and all the people I met. And, well, you never know, one day it may be back again, who can tell?
Andy Ayres.
When Cliff first asked me to join the station, I thought, well, why not? It's something different. I'd only been in hospital radio before that. And so I immediately thought a change of name was required. So I remember my wife and I were wandering outside the Well Hall Odeon for ages, trying to think of names. We were looking at all the shop windows, actually, and I didn't fancy being called Smith's Crisps and all those sort of things. But I think eventually I nicked two people's names from people at work, you know, sort of put them together, and I was Andy Ayres then for about 5 weeks. I did enjoy my time at LMR. It was, you know, a bit trying at times, you know, sort of going in the studio, and there was a bit of a, an atmosphere of going on sometimes, you know, sort of, Genesis records flying about the place. But apart from that, I really enjoyed my time, you know, It was different to what I'd been doing. I had a formula to stick to. I had to try and remember to put adverts in and to turn the fader up as well. I remember one week I mucked up an advert. Sorry, BLP. I think it was a shame the way it finished, particularly as I'd only just joined.
Richard Thompson. The days of LMR are gone for me. It was a lot of fun, though. I can remember one occasion, which I've got to tell you about. We had finished a day's broadcasting, and we had gone for a meal in a pizza house in Bromley. And we were all there. It was one of the days when John Dawson was with us, Mr. Super Yob. And we went in, and everyone was ordering these pizzas with various things in them and what have you. Came around to John's turn, and the little lady came around and said to him, "What do you want?" So he said,
I think what I'll have is one of them pizzas and a bit of spaghetti and, you might as well bung some bolognese sauce on it."
And we just fell about laughing. The waitress stood there with a straight face and thought, well, she must have thought we were a right load of idiots. And that was just one thing. I always remember that and have a lot of fun remembering that now and again. But going back to LMR, it wasn't just fun. I mean, it gave me a lot of experience, a lot of practical experience, and that's something you can't get enough of in this game. Well, it's one of the things you can't get enough of anyway. No, I mean, I would never say that I regret being involved with LMR. In fact, I'm glad I did. On 222 metres, 1358 kilohertz, medium wave, this is London Music Radio, with an accent on music.